Every once in a while, Hollywood will get your hopes up, and then, Yeah. Like a few years ago, they were going to make a movie about Noah and Noah's Ark. Yeah. Noah's Ark rides again, huh? They were hoping it would bring in a flood of money. Well, the word was that the telling of this iconic story started with the Bible account, and then it had a very heavy dose of Hollywood imagination with great special effects. Probably no match, though, for the original. Now, with Noah showing up in TV ads, it kind of made me go back to the nonfiction, original narrative. I mean, Bible style. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a 21st century ark. I found more than a story. I found insights as current as today's news. If old Noah showed up today, he'd be blown away by all that's changed and all that hasn't. Like the five game changers I found for any generation. Number one, God still has his Noahs. The original story says Noah was a righteous man and he walked in close fellowship with God. The moral heroes in any generation are the ones who stand for what's right when nobody else is, even when they stand alone. They're rare, but they're like uncommon collectibles. They're really valuable. And Noah, maybe like you, if you're standing for the right thing, found favor in the eyes of the Lord, it says. Number two, God still has boundaries. In the Bible's words, the Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth, that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. He'd set boundaries. They didn't care. Sounds familiar. The culture doesn't decide what's right. Polls or politicians may tell us what's politically correct, but not what's wrong. That's up to the one who put us here. Like Noah's contemporaries, we can always find a way to justify our, I don't care what you say, God, but his boundaries don't move. He's God. And I'm pretty sure he reacts to our rebellion the same way he did in Noah's time. The Bible says it broke his heart. Number three, God still has penalties for going out of bounds. God promised Noah he wouldn't do the flood thing again, but there must be a judgment day. The Bible says it is appointed to man to die once, and after this, the judgment. I'll bet the Noah Gen folks told Noah, we're getting away with it, old man. They were wrong. Number four, God still has an ark, a safe place. Noah and his family, it says, went on board the boat to escape the flood. Like countless people over 2,000 years, I ran to the haven that God has provided from his judgment. It's not a ship. It's a savior. The Bible says in our word for today from the word of God in Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation. Well, that means I'm safe for those who are in Christ Jesus. How can God say that? When I've rebelled against him, I've done a lot of wrong things. I've broken his laws. I've defied his rulership of my life. And there's a death penalty for that. How can he say there's no condemnation? Because Christ Jesus, his son, paid the penalty that I deserve. And when you open up your life to him and put your life in his hands, you are in essence entering the ark of safety, where you will be eternally safe with him forever. If you've never opened your heart to him, do it today. I'd love to help you be sure you belong to him. And we'll do that at our website. Just check it out. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. By the way, one other factor, God still has a rainbow. Yeah, in the biblical account, God says, the rainbow is a sign never again will the floodwaters destroy all life. Well, that's a guaranteed future anchored to a promise. Well, I know that feeling. The Bible says anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Doesn't get any better than that. Check out that original story of Noah. It's a mirror to see our time, to see ourselves, and to see our only hope is God's safe place.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.